welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 25 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowangi. With me, as always, is Tim.
Hey, and here we are on episode 2525.
In the year 2525. Do you ever watch Cleopatra 2525?
Obviously.
Okay.
I should be watching it right now.
Shouldn't we? How good would a remake of that show be?
Terrible.
It'd be amazing.
It would lose everything that was great about it. Maybe if it's remade after humanity's wiped out by the Baileys, then I'm on board.
Okay, that's fair. Speaking of a disjointed, weird, ragtag group of people put together.
Yeah, there we go.
Old World Alliance. I don't even know what to make of this team.
I like this team. I played it a fair amount. It's probably one of my most played teams in 2020 rules, oddly enough.
Oh.
I've played them in tournaments a couple times and like two seasons in leagues. So.
Right.
But so, I've said before, I really like human team. Yeah. And I think they're similar, but enough, like more different than I would have thought going into them.
I can see that. So for Old World Alliance, let's just start off here. Tier 4, they either get 8 primary and a secondary, 6 primary, 2 secondaries, or 6 primary and access to 1 star player. Now, do you, in your mass use of this team, think this is properly tiered?
Boy, that's close. Ugh, I mean...
Because we had some people complaining, like...
But tier they four, might be too low.
And that's the thing, is like, tier 4 is 3 teams, Chaos Renegades... Yeah. Old World Alliance, and Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And there is...
I mean, honestly,
I would
say that there shouldn't be a Tier 4.
Yes.
It's just not necessary. Like, all it does is create a situation where you got one of these wrong.
Yeah. Like, all of those should be at Tier 3, because when you give them that many skills, it's a pretty solid roster.
There's no way that, in my mind, there's no way the Tier 4 teams aren't going to be better than the worst Tier 3 teams, because they aren't far enough apart for the amount of difference.
Exactly.
Like, you're comparing Nurgle to these guys. It's like, if Nurgle was also Tier 4, maybe there's a debate, but, like, there's no way when you're getting extra skills as well, and they're at least equally good, probably.
See, it's weird, because I would... Maybe this is an episode we could do, but I don't know if I can speak well enough. Like, I for sure would put Nurgle at... All these guys would be at Tier 3. Nurgle and Tomb Kings, maybe.
I think Tomb Kings are actually good in the current rules, so...
Yeah, and High Elves.
I wouldn't like, say them.
I know High Elves are good. Maybe... I don't know.
They had High Elves at Tier 4 in Euro Bowl, and they were on, like, every squad.
That's true. That's right.
Maybe moving all the elves to Tier 2 was too far, maybe, but there's no way they should be Tier 4.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just don't like...
I just don't even think there should be a Tier 4. To me, it's not accomplishing anything that's possibly good, other than creating a situation where you slightly overpowered some races. And maybe you didn't, and maybe they're right about these guys, but...
I guess we'll see at the end.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see the breakdown, to see how well they do.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely.
God, and that's coming so soon.
I know. I was looking at it today, and I was like, I was thinking, oh, I hope it's the end of September, because I didn't remember when it was. It's like the first week.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, man. Yeah.
The only good thing about it is a good free day off for Labor Day. So.
Oh, sure. No, that is nice. I didn't even count that in.
So let's... Let's start off with just like a base roster, because we know where this is going. Like,
I think you can do either thing, actually. I mean, the base roster on this is very good, and you do give up a bit to... I mean, there's so many skill costs for the good stars.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, I mean, just you have like a laundry list of skills, like almost too many to do good things with. So, and with this team, you can fit in everything on a regular roster here.
So are there any positions that you would not take? And if so, why?
So, I mean, the least useful positional here are the blockers. And on a lot of times on Old World teams, I don't take them. But in this case, there just wasn't really anything I needed the extra 50K for, other than, I guess, maybe a 14th player, which would be fine, but I didn't think I needed. And then it let me use a strength skill on them.
Yeah.
And the only thing the blockers are really good for is they're a little bit better at getting hit, and you can put strength skills on them.
Fair
Otherwise,
enough.
I'm generally happier with the line.
Okay.
So, and I always take the tree man on this team, even though some people hate the tree man, and they, in their experience, might be right, but I feel like if I'm taking an ogre with this team, I'd just play humans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a tree man. I put pro on the tree man. I'm very keen on pro on the OWA tree man because of the loner and, and I mean, there's just so much. Their rerolls are expensive. You usually don't have a lot of rerolls on OWA team. You have the halfling as well. Like I know elf team, wood elf team has loner treatment as well, but they don't have the halfling, so you can't use it on the throw teammate part of things. So there's a lot going on. And like we kind of talked about on the last episode, it's like you don't have to have the block defensively as much when you're strength six.
Mm-hmm.
And the pro is about as good on offense, and it really helps to take root.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, and that's what's always the killer on this guy is when the tree man roots like turn two and it's useless the entire drive. So you avoid that with pro one.
And see, I love taking a tree man because you will run up against players who don't know how to play against a tree man.
Oh, yeah. All the time, people jam, like, five guys on your tree to try and get him.
I'm going
to
get him. I'm going to foul him. Like, please do. Please.
Yes. It's awesome.
I would love half your team to be busy with one of my guys.
My last time I played these guys in a tournament went even better because I played Deep Root and the Tree Man, and they ganged up on Deep Root instead. So it was even more players.
Jeez.
It was awesome. So I have a Tree Man with Pro. I have a Troll Slayer. Because of all the skills here, I have Mighty Blow on this Troll Slayer. Hitting's what they do best. I actually kind of am fond of Pro on this Troll Slayer as well because of the leader or because of the loner sometimes. Hmm. It's nice to have, but I just went with Mighty Blow here in this case. I have Dwarf Blitzer with Guard. This team can really use the Guard, certainly.
Yeah.
I took Leader on the Thrower, which is always nice to have the extra rerolls. And you could take Block or something because we have enough team rerolls here, I suppose, this time, but I have Leader. I took Guard on the Human Blitzer as well, because, again, I just feel like you need a lot of that Guard. He probably could be Tackle or Frenzy or something else, more hitty, if you really wanted to go that route. And I guess if I knew what the race breakdown was at World Cup, I might feel like I made a mistake here, because maybe he needs to be more hitty, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on what you play against.
If you play against someone with Dodge, you're going to wish you had Tackle.
Yes, right.
And if you play against someone without it, then you won't, so...
And even if you're just playing against, like, not even Dodge necessarily, but it's just their lower armor value teams that don't have a bunch of high strength, even then it's good to just have a Frenzy
mm-hmm.
instead of the Guard. You just don't need as much.
Yeah.
Or Mighty Blow. I have a Block Catcher here. I briefly had a Sneaky Git Catcher before they changed it, which... again, points out how that was probably the right change.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely just jamming that in because it was too good back then. and that was partly also why I have all this Guard. I didn't change it after I changed the Sneaky Git. So
okay.
Maybe this Human Blitzer should be more of a hitting skill instead now. Because I have, like I said, the two blockers, both with Guard as well. So that's four Guard on here, which is awesome and very nice.
Yeah.
But you could get away with only three, certainly. Then you have one extra skill, which can be anything on a lineman, basically. I have Wrestle here because I don't have that Tackle anywhere else. So it can be a lot of things.
Do you ever take Kick?
Yeah, I was going to say it could easily be Kick.
Okay.
Because I don't really take kicks on mid-range teams like this too often. But
on like a Skaven team or an Elf team.
Faster team, it's nice. Yes.
With this, it is mid-tier, kind of slower, and... you know, your catcher has decent speed, but you don't want him out by himself. So
right. You have two fast guys, and then six move guys are your next, and a lot of your players are slow.
Yeah.
Half your team's dwarves. So then I have three, or sorry, just two blank linemen and then two halflings. You could also not have the halflings and have an extra lineman and whatever, but I really want it for the throw teammate.
Yeah.
That is nice. And for fouling. The tree man is so good at throwing. And for fouling, they're just cheap.
Yeah.
So it gets you to 13 players there with an apothecary and 3 rerolls. So, I mean, really, you got everything you could possibly want.
It's very
with
solid.
With a regular OWA yeah. team. And if I'm comparing this to, like, tier one humans, it looks like a toss-up to me. I mean, Old World Alliance, worse than humans. But are they, like, 2 regular and 1 double skill worse? That's a lot.
Yeah, I'd probably take this over the human team.
I would.
Yeah.
So, I know, like these guys. I think they're fine like this. But this is really kind of burying the lead with all this time we wasted on this normal roster.
No. Everyone's going to take the normal roster for sure.
Yeah. Because really, what you probably want to do with these guys is take advantage of all their extra skills and pick a star.
Whoever would you take on a team that doesn't seem to have a great ball carrier and has the ability to jam up people and hit them? And I don't know, this just seems weird.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, they do have a pasher hands
yeah.
inherent player, so a good ball handler, and an 8 moving catcher. So okay, they fair. Don't, they're not as desperate for Griff on their roster as, say, Ogres were.
Yeah.
And I really like, I like taking Deep Root better with this team because it's more fun to me. And really fills, I think, more of a need they have to have the 2 big guys. But Griff's just that much better that it's probably the better build
yeah.
to take Griff, even giving up the extra skill.
So if you did a Griff build, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so, I mean, mostly what you lose here are just rerolls and then kind of the superfluous positionals that are you don't need. They're just a luxury on the other team.
Yeah.
So we still have the tree. I still have the Troll Slayer here, both Blitzers, the Human and Dwarf Blitzer. I have Guard on both here. So you only get 3 skills, so I probably would do that. And I have a Thrower with Leader. In this case, unlike the last one, it's not debatable to me whether I want Leader because I only have 1 reroll.
Right.
You still can fit in the Catcher and then 4 Linemen and 2 Halflings still. And that still lets you fit in... enough where you have an assistant coach with your 1 reroll. So 13 players with Griff, all the really useful positionals. And if you weren't giving up the extra skills for Griff, I would love this roster.
Oh, yeah. So my one critique of this, or question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does the catcher bring to it? Because you get rid of the catcher and get rid of a halfling and the assistant coach, and you can get 2 linemen, right?
Yes. Yeah, you could turn a halfling and a catcher into 2 linemen. I had the speed and the dodge. I mean, I think that's partly a play style thing. Okay. I like to have these high mobility players, and the ability to move all over the field is important to me in the way I like to play.
He is only 2 strength though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I guess that I know I play a lot of like Skaven and stuff. So 2 Fair. Strength players don't really bother me if they're dynamic.
See, I'm
even halflings and goblins I don't hate because they're semi-dynamic 2 strength guys. It's just they're low armor and stunty is what I don't like.
Yeah, that's fair. I was just curious because, like, you know, you're right with the Skaven gutter runner. I'm not going to complain, but they're also 9 move and
yeah,
dodging
and more
everywhere.
The edge 2+ is the real big positive.
And I guess at this point, yeah, then you have the human thrower picking up the ball and you could always throw to the catcher if need be, even though.
Yeah. Or Griff if you need to.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, their thrower is crap compared to the human thrower. That is one spot they lose out on inexplicably. He's just 1 worse at passing.
Yeah, he's not surrounded by humans and really practicing.
I guess. He only has 1 catcher to practice with, so he doesn't get really good at it.
And just that one guy. He's just like, I'm not throwing to anyone else. Forget all of the rest of you.
That's right. So, I mean, I feel like this team's got everything you need, and you can take Griff or Deep Root, depending on if you feel like you need that dynamic, mobile, ball-handling, do-everything player, or just another giant, big guy who can crush people.
That's fair. Overall, this team, I think there's a lot to it. Obviously, I haven't played it too much, and I know that a lot of my problem comes from, I have dwarves. Dwarves have block. Why'd my guy go down? He doesn't have block. Dang it.
No. Those guys are bad.
Yeah.
The blockers are, they cost more than a dwarf lineman for two worse skills and loner. I mean, it couldn't be a worse package.
And on a team with Animosity, so.
Yeah. Yes.
Not that you're really going to be throwing to him anyways, but still.
It could happen. It's nine games.
Out of five, I think on... I want to do like 2-2-5, but I'm just going to go 2.
Yeah, I think these guys are like a 3.5 for me. Maybe I'm a little high there. Maybe they should be a 3.
No, I think you're, I think they should be right.
They should be a 3. They should be a 3.
Okay.
I'm going a little bit too strong on that. I just enjoy them.
See, and that's the thing is I'm looking at it and I'm looking at ogres. And mm-hmm. while this is a, as you said, more dynamic team, I don't feel it's as cohesive as an ogre team just bashing your brains in while Griff's over here with the ball zipping around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like humans where they have the capability where they need to and are able to change strategy depending mm-hmm. on what you're playing against. And if you're not doing that, they're going to be bad.
Like I said, I think 2 is a little low, but I can't give them 2.25, mm-hmm. so I put it at 2.
Yeah, I think I should stick with a 3. I think they're a tenable team.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're a team I could just be wrong on either way, and they might be a little worse than I think, or maybe at tier 4, way better.
So I'm going to guess that I'm going to guess 3 wins, and you're going to guess 4. Are you going to say 5?
I think you're right.
Okay.
No, I don't think I would say 5. I mean, I don't remember what I said for humans, but I bet it was 4, so.
Humans, you said 3. We both did.
Oh, all right. Well, I think I would do better with these guys than with humans, probably.
Yeah,
just with the
up.
Rules pack. So I will say 4.
So with this team, I don't know how many we're going to see.
And right.
I think that's the issue that I have with any of the other bets. Because I was mm-hmm. thinking about, you know, are they going to have a lot of stars? Are they going to have the tree man versus the ogre? Blah, 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 that type of stuff. But really, out of 2,000 teams... We're going to do an over and under.
Like, yeah, maybe we do over under how many?
Yeah. So over
yes,
under.
I like it. I think they'll be one of the least popular teams, which is another reason I would love to play these guys just for that reason. But they're too much of an outside the box pick. I just couldn't do it with our team makeup.
So 10% is 20. No, 10% is 200. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's a lot of teams.
Yes.
Over under 50.
Right. I think that is the correct over under.
And
I'm going to say under.
You're going to say
oh,
under?
You get a pick.
Yeah.
I picked last time. It's your pick.
I was going to say under, so.
Okay, you get under then. Come on, 51.
But yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a small amount of teams. I don't think they're going to be the lowest.
Yeah.
It's weird how often I think of, with this tournament in particular, it is odd how often I take into consideration model choice and painting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because this is a big event, and you want to show off your big, awesome-looking teams.
Yes.
And I think there's going to be a decent number of people who have this team that have made up their own and, you know, kit-bashed them together and painted them really well to theme them together or to mm-hmm. make them the ones from the book. I want to say Hawkland. It's not Hawkland. Green Bay Packers, right?
Oh, the Bad Bay Hackers.
Bad Bay Hackers, yeah.
Yes, they are definitely the Bad Bay Hacker team, for sure.
So,
I mean, those guys even had a tree and an ogre.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So,
and halflings.
For sure.
So,
and halflings and the whole deal.
I think we'll see a decent number of very impressive-looking ones that's going to drive the number up, but still under 50. I'm pretty safe with that.
Yeah. And I know you put a lot of credence into when like a box set comes out of a mm-hmm. team close to before World Cup, and these might be the box set that comes out closest to World Cup, but it's not new models, so I just don't think that's going to move anything.
Yeah, and it came out like barely before the cutoff, though.
Yes, that's true. It was so close to the time frame that mm-hmm. it might not even if it had been new models, it may not have moved it very much.
No, I don't think so.
That's true. It was like right before.
Yeah, like if a brand new, for lack of choices, say vampire team, but they weren't truly vampires, just, you know, a race that doesn't exist, came out, and they looked really cool. I think if they came out a month before the cutoff, they would get a ton of people taking them just to do.
Yes, definitely.
But
yeah. Like a week before?
No.
Who would take that chance? Some, yeah. But...
But they probably already have the models, too.
You're right. Yes.
See, Old World. I guess that's pretty much it. I don't have anything else.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I guess, like, if you play this team, you might feel a little bit a loner. But to me, they're a legitimate dark horse to be actually a quality team.
I was trying to think how the dark horse was a pun.
No, it's the loner part.
I know it was, but I'm trying to, like, in my mind, because I was thinking Dark Horse Comics for whatever reason, I'm like, how is that a pun? No?
Well, you have a Dark Horse-themed team with all your players are named after different Dark Horse characters.
Okay.
From different comics. All the humans are from, I don't know, what's Dark Horse make?
I don't know anymore.
They got 2000 AD, is that them? I don't even know.
It's been so long. I never got into Dark Horse.
Yeah, me either.
They had a cool logo.
But. I tried to look like they did have a cool logo. So, you know, Tree Man could be like a big horse logo.
I think Hellboy came through them.
I think it was. I think it was like 2000 AD and Hellboy and all that stuff. Because I think that HeroClix indie comics had a lot of Dark Horse stuff.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Anyways, this has nothing to do with anything.
you can check out our HeroClix podcast for this.
Man, back in the day, I would have done that.
Yes, right?
I was a level 5 judge.
Yeah.
So sad.
The hilarious thing is, like, if podcasting had come out, like, at that time, it would have been you and Scott and then, like, still Chance and Polly doing podcasts about the same thing.
Yep.
And, like, unless you met each other, being mad about what the other people said, just like happened with Blood Bowl.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. It's really weird.
That would have 100% happened.
Yeah, because I think...
Polly won a Wizard World and Chance got like second at the huge Gen Con tournament. They were way into HeroClix. We were in this area for sure.
So were we.
I know you two were as well. So
up until
that would have absolutely happened.
It really would have. God, I wonder if I'd ever traded with any of you guys.
I don't know.
Because I traded all the time.
Yeah. Anyways. I only ever traded with local people. I didn't really travel for HeroClix too much.
So we'll wrap this up before this does turn into HeroClix podcast.
Too late.
So for myself and Drew, I shall say arrivederci and go ahead with your exit.
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.